you see me, cause on and on you keep blessing me, but on and on I keep worrying, why I'm always running when you're telling me, don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight, don't worry, it'll be alright.
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. You know she from Puerto Rico.
Lala and James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sasha side cooling. I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread. Baby, I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy. He just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy. And she call me Chico. She said, como estas? I said, me no speako.
Yeah. Take it till you make it. I call that placebo. God, Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning. I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego. I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay. We just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
She want revival, ever since I had swum viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I had swum viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... Girl, now you on the track. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, trying to swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Mm-mm. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Trying to play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. Thought about you one time, no.
7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time. Try to prove who's right. If it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me, trying to find a light. Like ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean, and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom swooped away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, this is our time to go. But at least we stole the show. At least we stole the show.
5 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time change. Reminiscing days when it used to hit me with the cold shoulder like a ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. And the real never die, man.
When I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the high man. Used to bust jugs for a nice chain. Keep the circle close, yeah, it's a tight game. Shawty, she so bad, I think I might hang. Let me put something in your life, man. I only wish that my pops was here to see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own, even when I'm home. Taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do, even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
All your friends are verified, acting like they're first in line. I'm looking at your life through cellophane, hoping things will stay the same. I was always by your side. And isn't it strange how a stranger's again? Isn't it strange? On someone my shadow that I can't define. Turn into a gas like kerosene. Love that felt like 17. Hurt me too.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place now. Falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now. Games.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Welcome down south to Corpus Christi, Texas, as the Frisco Rough Riders are set to take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time in 2023. Happy you're with us on this gorgeous day in June, and well, it's going to be a lot nicer this series than it's going to be in August when we're down here, as it's about 90 degrees and a little bit humid, but not too bad. Right on the Corpus Christi Bay. The Frisco Rough Riders at 22-28 on the season take on the Corpus Christi Hooks 25-26 on the year. Corpus is just two games back of the top spot held by San Antonio in the Texas League South, while the Rough Riders are 4.5 games back with 18 left to play in the first half. It's the first game of a six-game series, and it offers a very intriguing pitching matchup between Jack Leiter, the number 4 prospect in the Rangers organization, and Adrian Shaidez, the former UCLA Bruin on the other side for Corpus Christi. Jack Leiter, 2-3 with a 3.83 ERA, but coming off a wonderful month of May where he started 5 games, going 2-1 with a 1.67 ERA and 33 strikeouts in 27 innings pitch. He has been very good as of late, and it's going to be really fun to see what he has in store for this series opener. On the other side for Adrian Shaidez, the 23-year-old stands 6'1", 180 pounds. The Downey, California native, as mentioned, out of UCLA. He has had a bit of an up-and-down season, and it hasn't been a very long season either, just making his 6th appearance, his 4th start. He's 1-2 with an 8.59 earned run average this year, and he's had some trouble with his command, walking 13 in just under 15 innings pitched on the season. So it's Jack Leiter against Adrian Shaidez today on the mound. It is a very exciting day, obviously, with Jack Leiter starting, and it's also a very exciting day because we get you part two of our interview that we had with Hannah Huseman, the mental skills coordinator for the Rangers. It was Josh Wharton who sat down with Hannah earlier this week. And let's get you part two of that interview with Hannah Huseman. We'll return to Corpus Christi for more action on the pregame show on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Welcome back here on the pregame show. We've got part two of a conversation with Hannah Huseman, the mental performance coordinator with the Rangers organization at the major league level and also the minor league teams like here at the AA level. Spent some time here this week with the Rough Riders. Here's a part two of that conversation with the mental performance coordinator, Hannah Huseman, talking about some of the things she does with the Rough Riders and how she approaches the mental game and helps the Rough Riders improve mentally. So here is Hannah Huseman. There's a lot of, I guess you could call them drills, ways to approach the mental game, whether it be visualization, meditation. There's even the whole EFT sort of tapping thing that kind of tones in with the acupuncture side of science. What sort of things have you done with the Rough Riders? Do you keep it basic? Do you go into some really complicated stuff? What sort of stuff do you use with the Rough Riders and beyond?
Yeah. One, I'm really impressed you know all this. Yeah, so we do all of those things. I think the main one we constantly are coming back to is breath work. It's things that they can use pregame. It's things that they can use postgame to wind down and help them sleep. It's things that they can use during the game when their heart's racing before an at-bat or even before a pitch. And so it's just we're kind of constantly coming back to the different types of breath work. And then I would add on to that routines. I just think when you can prepare somebody, when you have a routine, when you know exactly what you need to do, when you need to do it to be the best you can, your confidence goes up, your anxiety goes down, and you just feel like you've done everything you can to prepare. We talk about it all the time of like, it's almost like if you prepare really well for a test in school and you walk into the classroom, your chest is out, you're excited, you're ready to roll, versus when you walk in and you're not prepared and you're like kind of small and in the back and like don't make eye contact with the teacher, you know, it's very similar. So how equipped can we get them before they're put into any situation? But especially like when you're faced with challenges or stressors, do you have the tools you need to be able to get through it? And that's different for everybody. That's the fun part of our job, is there's no one way to handle stress or to be confident. And it's up for us to get to know the player and the human to help equip them with whatever they need for that situation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Last question or two here with Hannah Huseman before tonight's game with the San Antonio Missions. Going back to a little bit to your story, you're playing two-sport athlete at University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Was there a time for you where you realized, okay, mental performance is really key in my story? I want to help other people do this, whether a really good time in your life and you were succeeding or the opposite. When did that first kind of come onto the scene for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I took an elective course my senior year of college in sports psychology, and I remember being so mad that I didn't have this earlier for myself, from a selfish standpoint, but then also from a team standpoint. And I was a captain on our softball team my senior year, and we had always wanted to make it to postseason, and we never really did. And I think it was because we were too busy focused on postseason to focus what was right in front of us. And I remember having a class specifically on, like, in order to get to where you want to be, you have to be where you are right now and be fully in that instead of, like, getting way too ahead of yourself. And so kind of just took that mantra into the team as a captain and like a vocal leader, and pushing us to be the best we could be on a daily basis. And we ended up freaking winning my senior year. And so I think it was just like I had a total lack of awareness, which I think a lot of people do. I think this field is growing so much and more people are starting to realize, oh, mental performance is a thing. But it's like, what are we actually doing about it and how are we taking advantage of it? So, yeah.
We'll get you out on this one. When you come here to Frisco, and obviously your job spans further than just the Rough Riders, but when you come into town working with the Rough Riders, it seems like Carlos Cardoza, the manager, is always very welcoming to everybody. I hope it's people open you with open, or welcome you with open arms. How has the receptivity been, both from the coaching staff, and are the players interested in talking? I'm sure there's a variety, but what's it been like in the atmosphere here in Frisco?
Yeah, it's an awesome group, and they do. They're constantly trying to find ways to get better, and I think Advantage, our mental performance team, this is our second year with the organization, so it's a familiar face that isn't around all the time. And so I think they do realize, like, when we're here for 4 to 6 days, you know, of the series, it's like, how do we take advantage of this? What can we get out of this? And I kind of give them my time frame, and they all want to know when you're leaving so they can have conversations. And even if it's just catching up, right, if nothing's wrong, but just like, hey, this is what I'm doing, this is where I'm at, I like where I'm at. And then we try to do a presentation for the entire team. We did one today on different topics and themes that maybe the mass is going through and working through. So we try to individualize it and then do a group presentation. But they're pretty great on welcoming me, and it's always fun to come here and have a smile on your face and enjoy the time. Yeah,
I like to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, Hannah, thanks so much for your time. Look forward to seeing the team put those skills to use today in this season. We got starting lineups coming up after this here on the Riders Baseball Network. But Hannah, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Happy you're with us back in Corpus Christi, Texas. The Rough Riders getting set to start off this series against the Corpus Christi Hooks. Zach Bigley alongside you as we take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. And we start with your Frisco Rough Riders, as announced by manager Carlos Cardoza, coming in at 22-28 on the season. Aaron Zavala leads it off in right field, and it's Luis Angel Acuna at shortstop, and Thomas Sujesi is at second base today, hitting third. Nick Tanelu is at first, cleaning things up, then Dustin Harris in left field, and Kellen Strom is in center field today, hitting in the sixth spot. Trevor Hover is the DH, hitting seventh. Scott Capers is the catcher. He hits in the eighth spot, and Jax Biggers is at third base today, and he rounds out the order for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Zavala, Acuna, Sujesi, Tanelu, Harris, Strom, Hover, Capers, and Biggers. On the other side for the Corpus Christi Hooks, at 25-26 on the season, as announced by Joe Thon, the manager in his first year for the Astros affiliate. Drew Gilbert, the former first-round pick from last year, leads it off at DH. Then Zach Daniels is in right field, hitting second, also a former Tennessee Volunteer. Joey Loperfido is the first baseman. He hits third, while Zach DiZenzo is the third baseman, hitting in the fourth spot. Kennedy Corona is in center. He hits fifth. Chad Stevens is at shortstop, hitting in the sixth spot. In the bottom third of the order, it's Colin Barber in left field. J.C. Correa, the younger brother of Carlos Correa, is at second, hitting eighth. And C.J. Stubbs is the catcher in the ninth spot. Once again for the Hooks, it's Gilbert, Daniels, Loperfido, DiZenzo, Corona, Stevens, Barber, Correa, and Stubbs. Adrian Chaidez starts for the Hooks against Jack Leiter on the mound for the Rough Riders. It's time for the national anthem here at Whataburger Field. We'll step aside and return for first pitch after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday, as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A
high drive, deep down the left field line, forget it, way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day. Swinging a drive, deep right field, it's long gone for a grand slam.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it, he makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders are back on the road, and they take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first game of a six-game series from Whataburger Field. Hi, everybody, and welcome into beautiful Corpus Christi, right on the edge of the Corpus Christi Bay. The Rough Riders getting set to take on the Hooks. Adrian Chydez on the mound, and Aaron Zavala is in from the left side. We're ready to get this baby underway. Chydez ready from the stretch, and the first pitch of the game is over off the outside corner. And it is one ball and no strikes on Aaron Zavala. The right fielder playing in his 16th game for the Rough Riders, hitting .250 on the season. And Chydez delivers. He clips the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. 6:36, our first pitch time today. 84 degrees with a feels like of 90. 75% humidity. Sunshine up above and 11-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field. The 1-1. Off the outside corner, it misses, and it's two balls and one strike on Zavala. The Rough Riders at 22-28 coming into today's play. 4.5 games back of San Antonio in the Texas League South. The 2-1, down low and inside. It's three balls and one strike on Zavala. 18 games remaining, including tonight, in the first half of the Texas League. The standings in the South are much closer than they are in the North with the four teams. The pitch just slithers across the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 3-2. The Rough Riders 4.5 games back, and they're in last place in the Texas League South, while the team in last place in the North is 15 games back. The 3-2. Zavala watches high and away for ball four, and that brings Luis Angel Acuña to the plate. A runner at first and nobody out in the top of the first inning for the Rough Riders. Aaron Zavala does what he does best, one of the best eyes in the entire organization. He's at first base for Acuña, who's hitting .295 on the season through 43 games. Chydez stretches and offers. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop Stevens has it. Flips on to second for one. Correa to first, not in time. A little bit of a slow developing play there up the middle between Stevens and Correa. And Acuña beats out the potential double play. One out in the first inning on the fielder's choice. That goes 6-4. And Thomas Sujacy steps in. Sujacy hitting .286. Four homers, 34 runs batted in, playing in game number 50 for him this season. It's the Rough Riders' 51st game on the year. First offering clips across the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Steven Rios Jr. is our home plate umpire. He has balls and strikes. Kellen Martin is down the first base side, and Mickey Smith, our third base umpire today. Chydez, the 0-1 pitch. Runner takes off for second. Got a great jump, and Acuña doesn't even draw a throw. He steals his 22nd bag of the season to lead the Texas League. It's one ball and one strike on Sujacy. Man, what a jump. He was two or three steps towards second base by the time Chydez even kicked his leg. A runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders here in the top of the first. 1-1 on Sujacy. Chydez from the stretch. Acuña takes off for third, and then the ball gets away from Stubbs back behind home all the way to the backstop. Acuña at third base. He stopped his potential steal attempt and then saw the ball get away and headed on down to third base. So that'll be a wild pitch. Stolen base, wild pitch, and it's now two balls and one strike on Sujacy, with a runner at third and one out in the first inning. A great way to start for the Rough Riders. Frisco wearing their red tops today with red ball caps and gray pants. It's the white ball caps for the Hooks. The 2-1. So JC flicks it foul right side. It's 2-2. With
powder blue tops, red numbers, and white pants. Red high socks for those who choose to wear them, including Adrian Scheidens, who's making his sixth appearance on the season. It's his fourth start, former UCLA Bruin. And time called, so JC steps out. With Corpus this year, he's had some problems with the command. 13 walks over 14 and two-thirds innings. He's 1-2 on the year, an 8.59 ERA. Stretching the 2-2 pitch on the way. Low, and the count runs full at 3-2. The Downey, California native has struck out 17 over his 14 and two-thirds innings and only surrendered 11 hits, so more walks than hits given up. The payoff. In the air, out to shallow right field, down the line. Daniels coming over, still coming towards the line. He makes the catch. Acuna tags. He's going to test the arm. Coming home, the throw is way up the third base line. Acuna scores, and it's 1-0 Rough Riders. Sack fly for Thomas Sujacy. Frisco strikes first here at Whataburger Field. Well, Daniels was very shallow in right field, right towards the line. He had a good opportunity to throw out Acuna with an accurate throw. But the throw is about 10 feet up the third base line. And Frisco leads 1-0. Here's the former Corpus Christi hook, Nick Tanelu. In from the right side in the first pitch. He swings, pops it foul right side, and it's 0-1. Tanelu spent parts of three seasons here in Corpus Christi, including in 2016 winning the first half in Frisco with the hooks. He said a lot of good memories coming back here, and there's been a lot of turnover since he was last here in 2018, the pitch. Low and away in the dirt, skips to the backstop, 1-1. But with that being said, he said it's great to be back and to reconnect with a few people. Playing in his 31st game for the Rough Riders, hitting .277 with six long balls. 1-1 toss. He swings, puts it high in the air into shallow part of center field where J.C. Correa is under it. He comes onto the infield dirt, makes the catch. Side comes to a close in the first. One run across on no hits for the Rough Riders. No errors and nobody left on base. Sack fly for Thomas Sujacy. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 1. And the hooks come into the plate after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter on the mound with the Rough Riders leading 1-0 in the bottom half of the first inning. Drew Gilbert at the plate and Leiter's first pitch. Just high, and it's 1-0. But Thomas Sujacy with a sacrifice fly in the first to give the Rough Riders a 1-0 lead. And now they hand it over to the number 4 prospect in the organization, Jack Leiter, the 1-0. Swinging a foul back behind home And it's one ball and one strike on Drew Gilbert. A couple of former first-round selections in the 2021 and 2022 draft going up against each other. Drew Gilbert, the 28th overall selection at the University of Tennessee. The 1-1. Fouled straight back into the netting once again, and it's one ball and two strikes. Gilbert playing in his 23rd game with the Hooks after getting a promotion from High A. Hitting .247 with a homer and eight runs batted in. Left-handed batter, open stance. Slider looks over the top of his glove, has his sign, and the 1-2. High and outside, misses with a heater, and it's two balls and two strikes. Slider has been really good over his last five starts, a .167 earned run average in the month of May. And time called. Gilbert steps out. These two former SEC foes going at it. And Leiter trying to continue that great month into June. Six innings, allowing just one run in his last start against San Antonio. The 2-2 pitch. Check swing on a pitch down and in. He went around for strike three. And Jack Leiter strikes out the first man he sees in the first inning. One away for Zach Daniels.
Right fielder number four, Zach Daniels.
Daniels hitting .385, but just four games for him on the year. It's his return from the injured list today after he got a hook removed in his left hand, repairing a left hamate bone injury. The pitch in. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. And so he returns today in a whole bevy of moves for the Corpus Christi Hooks, including promoting two of their favorite and most productive offensive players this year. The 0-1 caught on and missed on another fastball, and it's 0-2. Leiter throwing with conviction early on. And time called by Daniels. 1-0 Rough Riders bottom half of the first, one out. Shea Whitcomb and Quincy Hamilton were promoted before today's game, and they were both very good. The 0-2. Fastball, got him looking, called strike three on the upper edge outside corner. Jack Leiter has faced two batters, and he struck them both out. Two down.
First baseman, number 36, Joey Loperfido.
Joey Loperfido steps in now from the left side. Shea Whitcomb had 12 homers, which was tied for second in the Texas League, and 36 RBIs, which was tied for fifth. First pitch to Loperfido. He swings, slashes it foul left side, and it's 0-1. Loperfido leads the Texas League in on-base percentage at a .438 clip. He's also eighth in batting average, hitting .303. Holds his hands above his helmet, left-handed batter, the 0-1. Inside on him, and it's one ball and one strike. Defense looks like this behind Jack Leiter today for the Rough Riders. It's Dustin Harris in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Aaron Zavala in right field. He winds back in the 1-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him. 1-2. Jax Biggers has third. Luis Angel Acuna is the Rough Riders' shortstop. Thomas Sujacy at second. Nick Tanelu at first. And Scott Capers does the catching for Frisco. Leiter winds in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high fastball. Jack Leiter whiffs the side in the first inning in dominating fashion. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Jack Leiter gets four, making five swings and misses in a 1-2-3 strikeout the side inning. Top two coming up. Rough Riders 1, Hooks nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years. From rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping. Or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories. From learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing. The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Dustin Harris starts the top of the second inning for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 1-0. Adrian Scheidez brings it home on the first offering. It's just outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Dustin Harris, Kellen Strom, Trevor Hover for the Rough Riders. It's 5-6-7 in the Frisco order. Scheidez ready from the stretch. And the former Bruin delivers. Flick foul off the hands back to the screen. It's one ball and one strike. Adrian Scheidez, one of those rare guys who did most of his starting in professional baseball, where he worked out of the bullpen in college. 2 years at Cypress College in 2018 and 2019. The 1-1. Harris swings, puts it in the air out to left field. Barber goes back a couple steps. He settles under it, and he makes the catch. One away in the second for Kellen Strong. Strom playing out in center field defensively for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 1-0 in the second. Scheidez then transferred to UCLA. Didn't play much in the 2020 season because of the COVID-shortened year, and then worked out of the bullpen in 21. The pitch. Across the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. He was drafted in the 15th round by the Houston Astros. He offers. It's low and outside. And one ball and one strike. And he worked out of the bullpen in college, but he's making his 18th career professional start and his fourth this season. He takes a deep breath. The 1-1. Low off the outside corner in the dirt. Two balls and one strike on Strom. 1-0 Rough Riders. Second inning. It's not unheard of by any means, and the Astros have done it more than most teams. They'll see a guy having success at the college level coming out of the bullpen, and they'll turn him into a starter. 2-1 toss. Swinging a line drive down the left side and foul. Two balls, two strikes on Strom. So trying to do the same for Scheidez, and while he found some success last year, making 22 outings, 12 starts for Corpus Christi, it's been a struggle this season. The funny thing is, opponents are still just hitting 212 against the right-hander. He takes a deep breath, the 2-2. Flicked foul right side. It's still two balls, two strikes on Strong. Left-handers are having particularly hard time against him, hitting just 200. Righties hitting 216. But it's been those free passes that have been his downfall, and that was the case last year as well. He stretches the 2-2. Misses high with a changeup. Three balls, two strikes. Last year in 99 innings, he walked 60, but a whole lot of strikeouts, and he's been league average or above with the strikeout rate. Stretch in the 3-2, check swing roller, foul right side. It's still three balls, two strikes on Strong. That walk rate continues to be much higher than the Astros would certainly like. He peers in again for his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And the 3-2 pitch on the way. Kellen puts it in the air out to right center field and shallow. Zach Daniels coming in. Calls off the second baseman. Correa makes the catch. Two down for Trevor Hobbard. Rough Riders leading 1-0. Hover, the designated hitter, playing in his 41st game for the Rough Riders. Frisco doesn't have a hit yet, but they have a run. Nissan Helicunia reached on a fielder's choice after Aaron Zavala led off the game with a walk. First pitch. Hover fouls it back off the netting to our left, and it's 0-1. Acuna then stole second, A wild pitch moved him to third, and then on a shallow fly ball in right field. So JC was able to bring him home with a sac fly. That's what speed does. Acuna giving the Rough Riders a run because of his legs. The 0-1 is a breaking ball that's just high of the zone. And it's one ball and one strike on Trevor Hover. Hover made his Double-A debut here in this ballpark last year. He ended up hitting two homers in that series, including an opposite field home run to left, the 1-1. Down low and inside of the left-handed batter, and it's two balls and one strike on him. So welcome addition for the Rough Riders last year, the former Arizona State product. Finished off the season wonderfully in the Rough Riders lineup. 2-1. Slips across the outside corner for a strike. 2-2. Now he's been a good addition here this year as well, being the designated hitter today, hitting 237 on the year, but he's been much better after a tough April. Hover hitting 279 over his last 18 games. 2-2. Ground ball to the left side. Third baseman DeZenzo is over. He picks and throws onto first to retire Hover and retire the side in order in the second. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Jack Leiter back on the hill when we return. It's 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders! Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom half of the second inning, the Rough Riders leading 1-0. Jack Leiter back on the hill after striking out the side in the bottom half of the first inning. He's back into his windup in the first pitch. Breaking ball just high, and it's one ball and no strikes. 12 pitches for Leiter, 9 strikes in that first inning. 2 swinging, 1 looking strikeout. The 1-0 toss. DeZenzo watches outside, goes all the way back to the backstop, and it's 2-0. And that's very important because the first inning has been the problem inning for Leiter really his entire professional career. This year he's allowed 7 runs in the first inning, the most out of any single frame. He peels in the 2-0, fouled straight back. 2 balls and 1 strike. Leiter making his 11th start on the season today. He's watched that ERA drop all season long. His first game of the season, when he allowed 4 runs in 4 1/3 innings, to allowing just a total of 5 earned in the month of May. He winds in the 2-1 pitch. Misses just high of the zone with a fastball. 3 balls and 1 strike on DeZenzo, the third baseman, playing in just his 9th game here at the AA level with the Hooks. 3-1 toss. High and tight, bends him back and he walks him. A leadoff walk here in the second, and Kennedy Corona steps in. First base runner for the Hooks. Neither team has had a hit in today's game to this point. As we play in the bottom of the second, it's 1-0 Rough Riders.
Center fielder number 43, Kennedy Corona.
Corona in from the right side. Leiter ready from the stretch. And he offers in. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jack Leiter, that wonderful May for him, hoping to continue that into June. 1.67 ERA in May. The 1-0 pitch. Outside, two balls, no strikes. It's been so much fun talking with Jack about the improvements that he's trying to make throughout this season. And continuing to go back to what he did well at Vanderbilt. And that's just compete. 2-0. High and inside, three balls, no strikes. He's talked so much about how minor league baseball is about development, and it is. But he felt like he was trying to work on so much every single time he went to the bullpen and every single time he was going out onto the field. The 3-0 pitch. High and outside for ball four, back-to-back three passes to start the second. And he felt like that was just not him. So being able to go out there and just try and compete, that's really where he found his best success. Scott Capers is going out and is going to chat with Leiter. Chad Stevens steps in. Leiter has worked with Capers the most out of any Rough Riders catcher. Eight of his now 11 starts have come with Capers. He has a 3.90 ERA when he works with Scott. And the mound meeting is over. Steven Rios Jr., a home plate umpire and crew chief of this three-man Texas League umpire and crew, going out to break things up. The third career start for Jack Leiter against Corpus Christi. Both of his prior starts coming last year. First time the Rough Riders are facing Corpus this season. Chad Stevens in from the right side, and the first pitch is fouled back. It's 0-1. Stevens, former University of Portland product, 11th round pick by the Astros in 2021, Walnut Creek, California native. Leiter readies. The 0-1. Fouled back. 0-2. So whenever was sent in the mound visit, it worked. Back-to-back strikes for Leiter. It hasn't been a good time for Leiter against Corpus Christi. He's allowed 9 runs in 7 2/3 innings in his 2 starts. A 10.57 ERA. His first start went a lot worse than his second, though. The 0-2. In the air, foul right side again, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. Here in Corpus Christi, he allowed just 2 runs over 4 innings, striking out 7. While at home, a 7-run performance for Corpus against him in just 3 2/3 innings. 0-2 on Stevens. Leiter readies from the stretch and kicks and looks back towards second, chasing DiZenzo back in. DiZenzo with his 6'4" frame taking his lead. Leiter ready from the stretch. The 0-2. High, and it's 1-2. DiZenzo playing in just his 9th game, but he already has 5 steals. Very aggressive leads there at second base. Leiter peers over, back parallel to the ground. He's got his sign come set. And the 1-2. A line drive to right field, sinking down. It falls in front of Zavala. He picks it up, fires into home, and nobody advances further than one base. Bases loaded and nobody out. Walk, walk, single. And Colin Barber steps in. Well, the hook's trying to get to Jack Leiter in the second after Leiter struck out the side in the first. Frisco leading 1-0. Barber hitting 254, 3 homers, 17 runs batted in 35 games. Leiter ready from the stretch. He offers. Just inside, 1-0. Well, during May, Leiter did have some starts where he allowed his fair share of base runners, but he didn't surrender very many runs. He's ready from the stretch, a deep breath. He kicks and fires. High and tight. 2-0. 5 combined runs allowed by Leiter in the bunt. three of them came in one start against Amarillo, in which he still had a quality start, striking out 10, allowing those three runs over six innings. The 2-0. Townlow and inside, three balls and no strikes, and nowhere to put Colin Barber. An opportunity to continue that has been hindered here in the second inning. The 3-0 pitch. Down low and inside, ball four, and he walks in a run. Bases loaded, walk. We're tied at one in the second. Here's J.C. Correa. J.C., the younger brother of Carlos Correa, the former Astro and now Minnesota Twin. Hitting from the right side, bases loaded, nobody out. The pitch just outside, misses with the changeup, and it's 1-0. Correa hitting just 185 through 35 games this year. Ryder stretches in the 1-0. Fouled straight back. One ball and one strike. The toughest start for Leiter during that May stretch was at Arkansas. In that start, he walked seven in four innings but just surrendered one run. Three walks in this second inning for Leiter. He readies in the pitch. In the air down the right side, it twists foul and out of play. A ball and two strikes on Correa. Now, this is a problem type of inning for Leiter that he doesn't want to get out of hand. That's the tough thing about these kind of innings is obviously there's still nobody out, so what you want to do is get an out and then have an opportunity to get a ground ball double play and get out of it. That's a good thing is Jack Leiter does have the ability to strike a lot of guys out. Well, he has that ability to get out of jams. He's ahead 1-2 on Correa. He fires home. Line foul right side on a slider, and it's 1-2. CJ Stubbs, the catcher, also batting under 200 on the year, is on deck. And then you have to deal with the top of the order and Drew Gilbert after that. Leiter retoes the rubber, peering in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-2 pitch. In the air, foul right side again, and it's still one ball and two strikes. And after getting five swings and misses in the first inning, he has yet to get a swing and a miss in the second. Instead, it's been a lot of foul balls against him. Eight balls have been fouled off in the inning. And those have been the only strikes he's gotten. The 1-2. Breaking ball in the air off the end of the bat in a shallow left field. Acuna going back. The shortstop's there to make the two-handed catch. And there's one away in the second. The bases remain loaded. Leiter gets that big first out. One run in, and C.J. Stubbs makes his way to the plate. Tied at one. Stubbs slightly open stance, back of the right-handed batter's box. Leiter's first pitch. Breaking ball just outside with the curve, and it's 1-0. Leiter takes a deep breath, not getting the calls on the outer edge or about a ball off of it by Steven Rios Jr., the home plate umpire. He sets the 1-0. Swinging a foul back into Capers' glove. Ball and a strike to Stubbs. Leiter would love a double play ball. He's gotten two double plays behind him this season. The 1-1. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, and it's 1-2. That's the thing about Jack. He hasn't been a great ground ball pitcher because his fastball plays up in the zone so well, and he usually gets so many swings and misses with the breaking pitches. The slider isn't used as a contact pitch. It's used more of a swing and miss pitch. The pitch home. Check swing. He went around off the outside corner with a changeup. No, it was the curveball for strike three. Jack Leiter has strikeout number four. Two outs. Here's Drew Gilbert. A Leiter gets a pop out and a strikeout. Bases loaded, now two outs. Top of the order, he struck out Gilbert on five pitches in the first. The first offering is swung on, popped up, left side, and this one is out of play into the seats. 0-1. A big swing for Gilbert, who was a star at Tennessee, especially in the postseason. He had four home runs in seven postseason games for Tennessee, taking them to the College World Series last year. Leiter ready from the stretch. He kicks home the 0-1. Down low and inside. It's one ball and one strike. Gilbert, the St. Paul, Minnesota native, was taken with the 28th overall pick last year in the first round. Stretch in the 1-1. Swinging a ground ball foul off the fist. Right side. And it's one ball and two strikes. He's ahead of him. An opportunity to get out of this second inning, only allowing one run after walking three and having the first four batters reach against him. Gilbert has seven home runs this year, six of them coming at the high A level, just one here in Double A, and Corpus Christi has hit four grand slams this season. Leiter stretches in the 1-2, down low and inside, missed with a heat. And it's two balls and two strikes. Leiter amped up there, 97 on the fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Jack ready from the stretch. The 2-2. Swinging a fly ball. Shallow center field. Acuna going back. He calls everyone off. He's there to make the catch. And Jack Leiter gets out of the bases loaded jam, surrendering just one run in the second. We're tied at one to the top half of the third inning. Rough Riders and Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the third inning, Rough Riders catcher Scott Capers starts things off. Tied at one between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks. It's affiliates of the Rangers and the Astros going at it here at the Double A level. First pitch to Capers. He swings, tops it up the first baseline, right to Loperfido, who feeds underhand to Chaidez, the pitcher covering, and retires Scott Capers for the first down. A one pitch out, and Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate. That at bat right there is something that Scott Capers talked to us about earlier this season. He said it's really tough when you have a long inning on the pitching side of things, being a catcher, having to squat behind the plate for a long inning, and then you lead off the very next inning. And he said your legs kind of feel like jelly after squatting for that long. And it was 33 pitches for Leiter in the bottom of the second. Jax Biggers in from the left side in the first pitch. He watches on the upper edge, outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. And he swung at the first pitch there and just topped it up the first baseline for an out. Chinez ready. And the 0-1 pitch. Bounces down to the dirt, skips back to the backstop where Aaron Zavala waits on deck, and it's one ball and one strike on Biggers. Biggers hitting just 205. Three homers, 16 runs batted in. The 1-1 off the outer edge misses. Fastball from Chydez. Two balls and one strike. This ballpark brings back one of our favorite memories of Jax Biggers as a Rough Rider. The 2-1. He swings, puts it in the air, foul left side. It's 2-2. It was in 2021 when the Rough Riders visited Corpus Christi in the end of May and into June. And it was Bark at the Ballpark here at Whataburger Field. And Jax's mom, here's the stretch, and the 2-2 in the air down the left field line and foul. And it's two balls, two strikes still. Brought their dog Winnie out here to Bark in the Park from Missouri City, Texas, not too far away from here in Corpus Christi. We wanted to see Jax, of course. So brought the dog Winnie, and she happened to be on the left field berm when Jax was at the plate. The 2-2. Down low and inside, we're full of three balls and two strikes. Well, Jax hit his first career double-A home run to the berm out in left field, and who ended up with it? His mom. And sometimes it helps that got to be with your dog out there in the berm. The 3-2 off the outside corner, and Jax is aboard with a one-out walk in the third. One of our favorite stories. Aaron Zavala steps in, top of the Rough Riders order, tied at one in the third inning. Zavala drew a walk back in the first. That's the second free pass that Adrian Chydez has delivered in his start for Corpus Christi. He stretches, brings it home. Fastball rips the outside corner, belt high for a strike, and it's 0-1. Zavala has had good walk numbers so far, but not nearly the walk numbers we expect from a guy like him. The throw goes over to first base, and Biggers back in with a step and a dive. This is a guy who, coming into this season, was a 400 on-base percentage guy his entire time with the Rough Riders last year and in High A Hickory. Stretching the 0-1 off the outside corner and misses, and it's one ball and one strike. And it's not like he's not a 400 on base guy this season. That walk actually puts him above the 400 mark in on base percentage. He came in at 394 before today's game. But the hits haven't necessarily been coming as much. The 1-1. Check swing, strike down the heart of the plate. It's 1-2. You know, it's just a matter of time for Zavala, the extra base hits in particular. He homered his second game with the Rough Riders, and that's his only extra base hit for Frisco in 16 games. The pitch, swing and a miss, got him upstairs with the fastball for strike three. It's the second out of the third on the first strikeout from Chydez. 92-mile-an-hour heater just above the letters. Luis Angel Acuna steps in from the right side. He scored the only Rough Riders run today. First toss on the way. Misses high and inside with a changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. Acuna reached on a fielder's choice in the first, stole second, was wild pitched to third, and then came in to score on the sack fly from Thomas Sajesi. The 1-0 slips down low and inside. 2-0. Jax Biggers at first base now, near the top of the third inning. Chydez looks in for a sign. He's got it. From the first base side of the rubber, he flicks it home. Whips the outer edge, a strike. And it's 2-1. The Rough Riders this season have had a lot better luck on the road than they have at Riders Field this year. They're 12-12 on the road and just 10-16 at home. 2-1. Acuna swings, puts it in the air out to shallow right field. Daniels coming in on a dead sprint, still running in, and he makes the catch. Side retired on the Rough Riders in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base via a walk. Rough Riders have yet to pick up a hit but they have one run, and we're tied at one into the home half of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Home half of the third inning, Rough Riders and Hooks tied at one. Welcome back to Whataburger Field. Zach Bigley alongside you, and happy to have you on what is a beautiful day for baseball on this Tuesday. Rough Riders visiting Corpus Christi for the first of two trips down south. It's the longest trip from Frisco, about 7.5 hours via bus. And happy we're here. Jack Leiter back to work against Zach Daniels in the first pitch. Rip and a miss and a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Former SEC foes going head-to-head. Jack Leiter out of Vanderbilt. Zach Daniels out of the University of Tennessee. 0-1 pitch. Daniels is swinging a miss, and it's 0-2. It was a laborious inning in the second for Leiter, throwing 33 pitches after just 12 in the first inning. That's something that worked so well for Leiter in his last start against San Antonio. The 0-2. Fastball just outside, didn't miss by much, and it's 1-2. That being throwing fewer pitches, he averages 13 pitches per inning through six innings against San Antonio and probably couldn't come back out for the seventh. The 1-2. Fouled away right side. It's still 1-2 on Daniels. In fact, he begged and pleaded for his ability to go back out for the seventh inning, but they wanted to be cautious and say six is enough at 80 pitches, and he was good. He winds back in the 1-2. Fouled straight back on the fastball. Still 1-2. Zach Daniels was a decent player, but not an everyday guy for the Vols, with a lot of success in 2018 and 2019 as a freshman and sophomore. But his junior season in 2020, even though he played in just 17 games due to the pandemic, the 1-2. Swinging a soft roller back to the hill, to the left of the hill. Biggers comes up, tries to barehand, and can't make the play. And Zach Daniels is aboard with an infield single to third. A Biggers do-or-die play. He was playing back with two strikes. Zach Daniels can run really, really well. So Biggers came up, tried to go with the barehand, and just went off the tips of his fingers down below him. And it's an infield single for Zach Daniels. Joey Loperfido stands in from the left side. Leiter ready from the stretch. Double play depth up the middle for the Rough Riders. First pitch is down low and inside. Runner taking off, and Capers can't get it out of his glove. Zach Daniels steals second. His second steal in just five games with Frisco. Loperfido ahead 1-0. He struck out swinging back in the first inning. Leiter has four strikeouts through two innings. He readies in the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Change up, and it's 1-1. In 2020, Zach Daniels set career highs in runs, hits, doubles, RBIs, and stolen bases, despite just playing 17 games in the shortened season. The 1-1. In the air, foul left side. It's 1-2 now on Loper Fido, and he was on pace for what would be a very good season, hitting .357, .750 slugging percentage for Tennessee, but the season got cut short, and the Houston Astros had seen enough, and they drafted him in the fourth round of the 2020 draft. 1-2. Strike three called. Got him at the top of the zone with a changeup. And Jack Leiter has his fifth strikeout. One away. And Zach DiCenzo steps in.
Third baseman, number 33, Zach DiCenzo.
DiCenzo walked and scored in the second inning. Tied at one, bottom half of the third. First pitch. Outside, it's one ball and no strikes. A lot of SEC guys all over the place. Here's the stretch. And Leiter issues in the 1-0 pitch. After a long hold, he kicks and looks back towards second. DiCenzo, not an SEC guy, he's a Big Ten guy. Out of Ohio State, drafted in the 12th round last season. Leiter's pitch. Check swing just outside. Two balls and no strikes. Began the season with High A Asheville, playing in just his ninth game here at the Double A level. He was a monster at the High A level. At the time of his promotion, he led the league in batting average, hitting .407. The pitch. Outside, three balls, no strikes, and he's holding his own so far in Double A, playing in his ninth game, and he has an over 900 OPS. The 15-game hitting streak snapped back on May 30th as well. The 3-0. Strike on the upper edge, inside corner, 3-1. Leiter back in it. Double play not in order with Daniels at second base. Leiter stretches, and the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs at 95, and Leiter back in it at three balls and two strikes. Shadows starting to creep over the entirety of the infield. Only second base currently illuminated. The 3-2, it pitches high, and the runner takes off for third, no throw. And Daniels steals his second base. DiCenzo walks for the second time, and Kennedy Corona makes his way to the plate. Tied at one, bottom half of the third inning. Fourth walk for Jack. Corona in from the right side. He walked back in the second inning on four pitches. Double play depth up the middle now for the Rough Riders. Runners on the edges, the pitch. On the inside edge of the breaker for a strike, and it's 0-1. First pitch slider from Leiter. Well, Leiter is so much more effective when he's ahead in the count, and he's gotten behind a lot early in this one. He fires over to first. DiCenzo is back in, who has five steals in just eight games already here in Corpus. When Leiter's ahead of the count, the damage done against him is incredible. The pitch. Curveball outside, 1-1. Ahead of the count, opponents are just hitting .169 against him. When he's behind in the count, just a .277 average against him. All six homers that have not been hit in even counts have come when he's behind. He offers in the 1-1. Foul back. Off the netting, he's ahead now, 1-2. And that's because his stuff is so good and has so much movement on him that when he's ahead in the count, a lot of hitters are having to play defense, not knowing what's coming out of that hand. Fastball especially. When it's up in the zone, it gets a ton of swings and misses. The 1-2. Swinging a roller out to short. Acuna's got it. Bobbles for a second. Throw on to second is in time. But a run comes in to score. And it's now 2-1 Corpus Christi. Well, Acuna had trouble getting it out of his glove. And the throw to Sejasi at second was in time to get to Zenzo. But the fielder's choice knocks in a run. 6-4, Corona picks up an RBI. Chad Stevens makes his way to the plate. He singled to right field back in the second. Stretching the offering over to first base, not in time. So three runs have been scored in this game with the Hooks leading 2-1. There has not been a run scoring hit for either team. Sack fly for the Rough Riders, bases loaded walk, and an RBI fielder's choice for the Hooks. The pitch. Fastball pierces the outer edge of the knees for a strike. And it's 0-1. And the Rough Riders still don't even have a hit. Frisco, one run on no hits. Only two hits for Corpus Christi. The pitch. Change up, outside edge for a strike. 0-2. One of those an infield hit at that. The liner toes the rubber from the first base side, looking in for his sign with two outs. Runner at first. The 0-2. Outside, miss with a fastball. One ball, two strikes. Wind blowing lazily out to left field, usually a jet stream coming off the water here in the Corpus Christi Bay. Leiter stretches in the 1-2. Flicked foul right side. Still one ball and two strikes. 94-mile-an-hour fastball for Leiter. He'll usually be 93 to 97, occasionally touching 98, 99 with the heater. He readies in the 1-2. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second. Doesn't matter. It's a strikeout. They would have caught him anyway. It's an extra out. He got four outs in the inning. It's another strikeout for Jack. His sixth, but a run does come in to score. And it's now 2-1 Corpus Christi. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Rough Riders are... So Steven Rios looked up and said, yep, it's a strikeout. The out at second doesn't count. 2-1 Corpus Christi to the top of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Sejasi leads things off for the Rough Riders in the top of the fourth inning. Frisco trailing 2-1 to Corpus Christi. Adrian Chavez comes home and misses high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Thomas Sejasi is responsible for the lone run for the Rough Riders today with a sacrifice fly back in the first inning. 1-0 toss. Swing and a miss and a good changeup away. And it's 1-1. Whataburger Field is one of our favorites in the league in terms of the backdrop and everything that this park provides. 1-1 offering to Sejasi. Fastball. strike in the outside corner, and it's 1-2. If you look beyond left field, you can see the Corpus Christi Bay, probably about 600, 700 feet beyond the left field wall, so not possible to hit it into the water. It's even further off to the right side, probably about a quarter mile out into the harbor. Stretch and the 1-2 pitch on the way to Sujacy. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside for the breaking ball. He strikes out Sujacy. It's his second K. And there's one out in the fourth inning. It's 2-1 Hooks. McTanaloo makes his way to the plate. Everywhere you look around this ballpark, there are really fun features and unique features that are really kind of all tied around the bay and the water. First pitch. Tanaloo watches outside. 1-1, no strikes. There are seagulls everywhere, especially in the outfield, always flying in and around the ballpark and landing in the outfield usually. 1-0 toss. Tanaloo puts it in the air out to shallow right center field. Zach Daniels coming in, the right fielder, gives way to the center fielder, Corona, who makes the catch. 2-2 two down for the Rough Riders, and Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. And there's a water park beyond right field. There's a playground beyond left center field. It's a berm area in right center and down the left field line. Batter's eye, of course, in center. Stretch and the offering in. Strike in the inside corner at the knees. It's 0-1. It's a very deceptive 315 down the right field line. The ball hardly carries to right field at all. 400 to center and 320 down the left side. The 0-1. Down low and inside. Bounces in the dirt and then comes up and hits Harris. And he's hit by a pitch. To put one aboard with two outs for the Rough Riders in the fourth inning. Back-to-back innings of the base runners still haven't had a hit in the game. Rough Riders trail 2-1. A two-out runner at first for Kellen Strom, who flew out to right field his first trip up in the second. Chavez working from the stretch. And he kicks home. High and inside. Nearly hit him with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-0. If you see home runs in this ballpark, usually it's to left and to left center. Wind blowing out that way softly to this point. Chavez kicks in the 1-0. High and inside, 2-0. Rough Riders have had a really tough time getting the ball out of the ballpark recently. Just 3 home runs in their last 15 games. The offensive side hitting just .222. 2-0 pitch. Strom swings off the fist of pop-up right side. Foul territory. Loperfido is there, and he makes the catch to retire the side for the Rough Riders. No runs for Frisco. No hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Fielder number 3, Colin Barber.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Rough Riders trailing 2-1 to the Corpus Christi Hooks. Happy you're with us on this Tuesday night. Jack Leiter deals home to Colin Barber, and he swings and fouls it back on the first offering. It's 0-1. Jack Leiter with 6 strikeouts so far through 3 innings, but he's also walked 4 batters. He peels back in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Ripped a fastball right by him, and it's 0-2. That's been his downfall at times this year. The opponent batting average this season is a lot lower than it was last year. He hasn't been hit around near as much, and that's great to see. The 0-2. Swinging a foul off Capers, back behind home, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. Opponents just hitting 211 off Leiter this year. A season ago, they hit 246 against him. He winds in the 0-2. Down low and inside. 1-2. But the walk numbers are very similar to what they were a year ago. 56 walks in 93 innings last year. He's walked 28 in 47 this year. Leiter rocks back in the 1-2. High and outside, misses with the fastball. 2-2. And for Jack, it's all about finding that consistency with the fastball command that has been slightly erratic in today's game. He nods yes to the sign from Capers. Winds in the 2-2. Popped up, left side foul, and it's still 2-2. Something that he worked on that's really helped him out is slowing everything down a little bit. His delivery is much more deliberate. He's not rocking with the glove over the hat as fast as he was last year. He slowed down just a little bit, made sure he's in control and in balance. Takes a deep breath and deals in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him for strike 3. 7 strikeouts for Leiter, and there's one away here in the 4th.
Second baseman, number 7, J.C. Correa.
Because when that fastball is on, he gets a lot of swings and misses with it. And we've seen it already today. 7 strikeouts, 5 swinging. Most have been on the heater. J.C. Correa stands in. He popped out to short his first time up. Leiter offers. Fastball ripped into right center field. Aaron Zavala going back. He's got it measured, and he makes the catch. Well, that'll certainly help after a 7-pitch plate appearance for Colin Barber, a 1-pitch lineout for J.C. Correa. C.J. Stubbs stands in. Stubbs struck out. It was the 4th strikeout victim for Leiter in the 2nd. Leiter working on 78 pitches. Here in the 4th inning, he kicks and fires. Fastball low and outside, and it's 1-0. Rough Riders do have action out of their bullpen. It's Michael Brewer down the right side who's getting loose. Leiter rocks back in the 1-0 pitch. On the outside corner for a strike with a changeup, and it's 1-1. You see mostly fastball and changeup. Not many curveballs, not many sliders here in this start. 1-1. Fouled straight back. 1-2. He's ahead of Stubbs again. Now Leiter with 81 pitches. This might be his final inning, especially with Brewer warming up. He looks over the top of his glove. Winds back in the 1-2 pitch on the way. In the air, right side, Tanalu, the first baseman, going back in fair territory, crosses over into foul territory, makes the catch, and it retires the side in the 4th. 1-2-3, bounce back inning for Jack Leiter. He picks up his 7th strikeout, and we go to the top of the 5th inning. It's 2-1 Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders down 2-1, top of the fifth inning at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Bottom third of the order against Adrian Chavez for Frisco. It's Trevor Hover, Scott Capers, and Jax Biggers duo. Adrian Chavez from the stretch, and the right-hander's first pitch. Fits it at the bottom of the zone for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Hover grounded out to third, his first trip up. Pinwheels the bat out towards the hill, a couple half swings. Chavez ready from the stretch. He kicks it home. Flicked foul out of play left side, and it's 0-2. Chavez out of Warren High School in Downey, California, where he was mostly a catcher, actually. He did pitch a little bit, but didn't actually start pitching full-time until he reached Cypress College in 2018. Spent 2 years there, then 2 years in the bullpen in UCLA. 0-2. Breaking ball, strike three called, got him on the outside corner. Chavez has his third strikeout. It's the first out of the fifth inning. Frisco down 2-1. Scott Capers to the plate. He's an actual catcher.
Catcher number 8, Scott Capers.
Scott Capers became a catcher kind of out of necessity. He was a good athlete, but he wasn't the most athletic guy in the world. The pitch over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. And as he was going up through the feeder systems through his schools in elementary school to middle school, he was playing with really good athletes, and it was feeding towards Mount Carmel High School, the 0-1. Check swing on a pitch low and away, and he was able to hold up on a ball in the dirt. It's 1-1. Mount Carmel High School is one of the best baseball schools in the Chicago area. And he was realizing that some of these guys that he's going to be playing with for the next few years are not only very good, but very good at shortstop, the pitch. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-2. And he talked with some of his coaches, and he said, if I keep playing shortstop, I don't know if I'm going to continue to get playing time. And they're like, yeah, you're probably right. Let's stick you behind the plate, and he learned how to catch. The outfield was pretty good when he went to high school as well. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch. He swings, puts it in the air, foul right side. It's still 1-2. The likes of Josh Stowers, who was with the Rough Riders over the last 2 years, now with the Tulsa Drillers in the Dodgers system, and Alec Thomas, who's an outfielder in the Diamondbacks system, currently up in the big leagues. Both his high school teammates. The 1-2. A line drive over the first baseman, Loperfido, and into right field. Scott Capers has himself an opposite field single. It's the first Rough Riders hit of the game. Frisco trailing 2-1, top of the fifth inning. A runner at first base, one out for Jax Biggers in the nine hole. Scott Capers was a very good cross-country runner growing up, too. He said his dad made him do it so he would stay fit, but he hated it. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Biggers shows bunt, pulls back, watches a fastball fly by on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Said he's glad he made him do it, though, because it did make him fit. He was in good shape. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. This is high and outside, and it's 1-1, but catcher is definitely where he made his money. Went to Valparaiso and then drafted by the Rangers and having a career offensive season here with the Rough Riders. The 1-1. Biggers watches a breaking ball dip down into the dirt. 2-1 on the Riders' third baseman. Rough Riders getting their lone run today in the first inning on a sack fly from Thomas Sujacy. And then 1 run in the second, 1 run in the third for Corpus Christi. Neither team with a run-scoring hit in today's game. Scheidez ready. He brings in the 2-1. Fastball pierces the outer edge, belt high, a strike, and it's 2-2 on Jax Biggers. The run in the second for Corpus Christi, a bases-loaded walk. Then in the third, an RBI fielder's choice. Pull side shift for the left-handed batter, the 2-2. A line drive into shallow center field. Corona coming on, and he's there to make the catch. Brings it in chest high. Capers retreats back to first base. 2 outs in the fifth inning, and Aaron Zavalas steps in. So 2 runs on 2 hits and no errors for the Hooks. Rough Riders 1 run on 1 hit and no errors. And this top of the fifth inning. A seagull flies low over the top of the field, right over Scheidez, who's bending over looking for his sign, but he might as well have been bending over trying to avoid the seagull. And he calls time and wants a new baseball. He fires it over towards the dugout, gets a new one from his catcher, Stubbs. The number of seagulls is abnormally high on this Tuesday night right on the Corpus Christi Bay. Aaron Zavala in from the left side, and Scheidez the first pitch. Fastball outside, 1-1, no strikes. Zavala 0-for-1 with a walk today. The walk came back in the first inning. He struck out in the third. Left-handed batter holds the bat parallel over his left shoulder to the ground. The pitch. Just outside on a heater. Stubbs held it there for just an extra second for Steven Rios Jr., our home plate umpire, to take another look. Zavala ahead, 2-0. Scheidez from the stretch, glove at the belt, the pitch. Fastball outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Luis Angel Acuna lurks on deck for the Rough Riders, hoping for an inning that doesn't just end with their first hit on the night. The 3-0. One finds the zone, and it's strike one on the fastball. Zavala slightly open stance, knees bent down. His slide protector poking out the back of his right pocket. The 3-1 pitch, high and outside, ball four. Capers down to second, Zavala to first, two aboard for Luis Angel Acuna. Acuna 0 for 2 today, but he scored the lone run for the Rough Riders, has his 22nd steal of the year to put him in first place in the Texas League. Runners take their leads from first and second for Frisco, trailing by 1, 2-1 in the top of the fifth inning. 2 outs, the pitch. Acuna bends back from a breaking ball high and inside. It's 1-1, no strikes. Acuna fresh off a game on Friday at home in which he won it with a walk-off single in the 10th inning. Stretch in the 1-0 offering. He swings and misses a mighty hack at a high fastball. 1-1. Yesterday, or I should say 2 days ago, Acuna finished off that series, going 2-for-5, including an RBI single. Scored 2 runs for the Rough Riders in their 8-7 win in the finale. The pitch. Watch the fastball clip at the knees, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders took that finale against the Missions in order to take 2 of 6. Still lost that series. Scheidez ready from the stretch. Runners take their leads from first and second. The 1-2. Low. Ball two, two balls, two strikes, and Acuna. Rough Riders hoping for a better start to this series over the Hooks. It starts the third to last series in the first half, so 18 games remaining in the first half, including tonight. The Rough Riders 4.5 back of first place. The 2-2. Swinging a fly ball charge to deep center field. Corona going back, slows up, reaches up, makes the catch shy of the warning track, and the side comes to a close. In the thick humid air down in Corpus Christi, the ball refused to carry, and the Rough Riders held scoreless in the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors for the Rough Riders, and two runners left on base. Bottom five coming up. Frisco trailing 2-1 to Corpus Christi on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders dip into the bullpen in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Michael Brewer is the first man out of the pen for Frisco. Jack Leiter done in his start. He allows two runs on two hits. Both of those runs earned over four innings of work. He struck out seven and walked four. Not the best, not the worst start from Jack Leiter tonight. 33-pitch second inning really did him in. Top of the order against Brewer, and the first pitch is down low and inside to Drew Gilbert. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trailing 2-1 to Corpus Christi. Series opener between these two clubs. 1-0 offering from Brewer. Foul back. It's up over the netting and out of play. It's one ball and one strike. Jack Leiter, the four-inning start for him. Matches a season low. It's the third time he's pitched four innings. The 1-1 is fouled back, and it's 1-2. But seven strikeouts, not too shabby. And it ties the second most walks he's had in an outing this year. Seven being the most, it's the second time he's walked exactly four. 1-2 offering from Brewer. High and outside, two balls and two strikes. Some stuff Jack Leiter would like to work on, but also some really good stuff to take out of this one. A lot of swings and misses outside of that second inning. He didn't have a single swing and miss in that second inning with the three walks, allowing the one run on the bases loaded walk. But outside of that inning, got a bunch of swings and misses. Brewer rocks in the 2-2. Down low and inside, nearly hit him. We're full at 3-2. Michael Brewer, the 22-year-old out of Hillsboro, Missouri, pitching in his 17th game overall on the season between High A Hickory and here in Frisco. He brings in the 3-2. In the air out to left center field, Dustin Harris charging on. He settles, plants his feet, reaches skyward with his left paw, and makes the grab. One away as Drew Gilbert is 0-3 today. Zach Daniels steps in.
Reitzler for Zach Daniels.
2-1 the score. Hooks leading. Daniels steps in from the right side. 1-for-2 today with an infield single. First pitch. Bends back on a high inside fastball, and it's 1-0. Brewer was part of the no-hitter, one of the two no-hitters that Hickory threw last year. The 1-0 pitch is at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's now 1-1. And we've seen flashes of that really good stuff from Brewer during his time here with Frisco. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 1-2. The 22-year-old was a 32nd round pick out of Hillsboro High School in 2019. Still very young here for the AA level. He brings it home. Outside corner, strike three called. Michael Brewer puts one belt high on the outer edge. Picks up his first strikeout. Two away in the fifth inning, and Joey Loperfido steps in. Loperfido, left-handed batter with a lot of power, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts today. First toss. He swings, fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Seven homers for Loperfido with a 987 OPS this year in 35 games. Brewer with the Rough Riders this year, making his eighth appearance, 0-1 with a 5.59 ERA. 0-1 pitch. Down low and inside, it's 1-1. 9 2/3 innings, 5 strikeouts to 6 walks. Opponents hitting 316 against him. He's been good as of late, though, for the Riders. 1-1 toss. Swinging a chopper to second, so Jacy's up on it. Fields chest high, throws on the first, and Loperfido is retired for the final out of the fifth inning. 1-2-3 inning for Michael Brewer out of the Riders' pen. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Into the top of the sixth inning, it's the Hooks 2, the Riders 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blair Henley is the new pitcher on the mound for Corpus Christi. We go to the top of the sixth inning. It's 2-1. Corpus leads it from Whataburger Field. A Fort Worth, Texas native and the former UT Longhorn deals into Thomas Ajayi. On the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Henley making his 10th appearance on the season. It's just his fourth out of the bullpen, the 0-1. Swinging a little line drive off the end of the bat out towards second on one hop. J.C. Correa's got it and fires on to first to retire Thomas J.C., and there's one away. A little check swing. And hopped in front of Correa. Nick Tanelu steps in. It's an 0-for-2 day for the Rough Riders' first baseman so far. Henley was a seventh-round selection by the Astros in 2019. He's dealt with a lot of injury issues in the minors. First pitch, ground ball to short. Stevens has got it. Crow hop, and he fires across to get Tanelu two away. A couple ground ball outs and just three pitches for Henley. Dustin Harris, the batter. Riders a 2-1 deficit in the top of the sixth inning.
Left fielder number two, Dustin Harris.
Henley has made 26 appearances, missing entirely the 2022 season in his career. Only 90 innings pitched. The first offering to Harris slips outside. It's 1-0. This season hasn't fared terribly well for him. He deals. Breaking ball just low of the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. A 6.14 ERA for Henley. 31 strikeouts to 17 walks in 36 and two-thirds innings. The 2-0, low, and it's three balls and no strikes. Opponents hitting .283 against him. He surrendered four home runs. He offers. Clips the inner edge, belt high, a strike. 3-1. Adrian Chavez done in his start. He allows just one run on one hit over five innings. Walked three and struck out three. Not too shabby for Chavez. 3-0 toss into Harris. Henley back into his windy deals. Down low and inside, ball four. Harris has reached for the second time today. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth, and now he walks in the sixth. Kellen Strom takes his turn. He's 0 for 2 with a flyout and a pop out. Stretch from Henley. And the right-hander's pitch. Down low and inside. One ball, no strikes. This is the fun give and take between teammates, both vying for the Texas League lead in stolen bases. Harris and Acuna were tied. Acuna just stole his 22nd. The pitch. Low and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. And what does Harris have in return to try and take the league lead back as he takes his lead from first? 2-0 on Strong. Henley offers home. Slider top of the zone for a strike. 2-1. Trevor Hover on deck for the Rough Riders if we get that far with two outs in the sixth. Harris draws a throw and he belly flops back in. 2-1, Frisco trails the Corpus Christi Hooks here in the opener. A 2-1, Harris takes off, low and away, all the way back to the backstop, no throw down. Stubbs has to go retrieve it. Dushai the warning track, and Harris has his 22nd steal to tie up Luis Angel Acuna for the league lead. Three balls and one strike on Kellen. The runner in scoring position, the tying run for the Rough Riders with two down. Henley offers. Check swing from Strom. He went around. 3-2. Good slider off the outside corner. Rough Riders in need of some offense. Just one hit tonight and one run. Payoff pitch on the way to Kellen. Swinging a soft roller to third. DiZenzo comes up, picks, throws onto first. Just in time. Didn't get him by a whole lot, but just in time to get Strom. And the side comes to a close for the Riders in the sixth inning. No runs for Frisco, no hits, no errors, one runner left stranded. Bottom six coming up. Riders trailing 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the sixth inning, Rough Riders down to the Corpus Christi Hooks, 2-1. Michael Brewer back out for his second inning of work. Happy you're with us from Whataburger Field. Zach Bigley alongside you. Brewer deals with Zach DiZenzo in the first offering. Swinging a foul off the mask of Steven Rios Jr. back behind home. It's 0-1. DiZenzo has yet to record an official at-bat tonight. Two walks, a run scored. Michael Brewer, the first out of the bullpen today for the Rough Riders. Frisco was pretty happy, I'm sure. They had a day off yesterday. They used six pitchers on Sunday and seven on Saturday. The 0-1 high, and it's one ball and one strike. And seven the day before as well in a 10-inning ball game. A lot of bullpen arms used. Kyle Funkhauser and Nick Starr had both pitched in back-to-back days. The 1-1. High and inside. Two balls, one strike. But now they get the day off, and everyone's ready to go. 2-1. Swinging a foul back in a caper's glove, and it's 2-2. In addition to that, the Rough Riders added old friend Seth Nordlund, who was with the Rough Riders last year. He was released on Sunday by the Minnesota Twins organization. He had been with the Wichita Wind Surge. Got to sit down with him before today's game, and we'll have that pregame interview for you tomorrow. The 2-2. Breaking ball high and inside. It's three balls and two strikes. He's slated to start in Thursday's game. It'll be Jack Leiter today. Owen White, or I should say on Friday's game. Owen White will go tomorrow. Nick Krauth on Thursday, and then Seth Nordlund. 3-2. Swinging a line shot to center right at Kellen Strom, but it bounces in front of him. A single for DiZenzo. He's aboard to lead things off in the sixth inning. Kennedy Corona takes his turn. So awesome to have Seth Nordlund back, and as you'll hear in that interview, the funny thing is that he was supposed to come down to this series in Corpus Christi last year when the Rough Riders made the trip. But he had something a little bit more important come up. Stretch in, pitch to Corona. Outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Nordlund celebrated the birth of his daughter. His daughter Annie was born. Here's the stretch. And a long hold. The 0-1. Fouled away right side, it's 0-2. So Annie, of course, took precedence over the Rough Riders, and as she should. And he said he's really missing her and his wife coming down here to Corpus. He said he loves being a father. Brewer ready from the stretch, and the 0-2. Fouled away right side, still 0-2. Rough Riders down 2-1, bottom half of the sixth inning. Runner at first and nobody out. So awesome to catch up with Seth. Great to see him as a new reinforcement to this Rough Riders pitching staff. And we'll see him start coming up on Friday. You hear him on the pregame show. The 0-2 is high and inside. One ball and two strikes. DiCenzo takes his lead from first. And the 1-2, he takes off. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Throw to second, not in time. A Corona strikes out. It's the second strikeout for Brewer. But DiCenzo has the stolen base, his sixth in just nine games with the Hooks. And there's one away. Chad Stevens makes his way to the plate.
Shortstop number six, Chad Stevens.
2-1 Corpus. Stevens 1-for-2 with a single. Neither team has had an extra base hit in the combined just four hits between the two. The pitch. Bounces down in the dirt. Capers makes a brilliant backhanded pick to save 90 feet. And he's going to go out and chat with Brewer. Rough Riders second baseman Thomas Ajayi and third baseman Jax Biggers join on the mound. Only 18 games remaining in the first half. Rough Riders a 4.5 game deficit, and they trail four teams for first place. The San Antonio series was really important for the Rough Riders because of that, because they could control their own destiny against the Missions, but they lost 4 of 6. Take a peek around the Texas League at the scoreboard. Rough Riders basically need every team in the South Division to lose as much as possible. Some of those teams play each other, though, and that makes it kind of difficult. The 1-0. Breaking ball settles high, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Amarillo currently leads Midland 6-2 in the bottom of the 7th inning. Northwest Arkansas, where the Rough Riders will travel next week. They're on the road at Springfield. The 2-0. A fly ball down the right field line. Zavala over towards the line. Still running. He's got room, and he makes the catch in foul territory. DiCenzo tags and moves to third. And there are now 2 outs in the inning. Great job by Zavala. Good concentration over towards the line. There's only about 10 feet of foul territory down the right side as the stands jut out. He was able to make the grab, crossing over into foul territory, and then hang on to the ball, bracing himself against the wall with both hands. Runner at third, 2 outs. Colin Barber, left-handed batter against the right-hander Brewer. Infield shifted to pull, outfield the opposite way. First pitch. Down low and inside, it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. The Springfield leads 5-0 over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in the top of the 7th inning. Bottom half of the 4th inning in Tulsa, Arkansas leads 6-0 over the Tulsa Drillers. And then Wichita leading 5-0 over San Antonio. The pitch is popped up. Left side of the infield, Biggers into foul ground. Into the coaching box, he makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the 6th. Leadoff single, nothing else for the Hooks. No runs on one hit, no errors, a runner left stranded. Top 7 on the way. Rough Riders a 2-1 deficit against Corpus Christi on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
underneath the shadow of the Harbor Bridge and right in the edge of the Corpus Christi Bay here at Whataburger Field. We go into the top of the seventh inning. It's 2-1 Rough Riders trail. First pitch to Trevor Hover is over but low, and it's 1-0 from Blair Henley, former University of Texas Longhorn, back out for his second inning of work. Henley winds in the 1-0. Just outside, 2-0. The 2 runs, 3 hits, and no errors for the Hooks tonight. The Rough Riders, 1 run, 1 hit, and no errors. The 2-0 pitch. Over the heart of the plate with a fastball for a strike, and it's now 2-1. Hover 0-for-2 today. Henley winds back and delivers. Breaking ball, strike in the outside corner, and it's 2-2. Mention the Harbor Bridge. That's beyond right center field, a massive bridge. It goes over the top of the Corpus Christi Bay. Henley back into his windup, the 2-2. Flicked foul. Up to the sweet level left side. Bounds back down into the stands. Still 2-2. At Bridge, started construction back in 1956. Finished its full construction in 1959 and opened up. The 2-2. Down low and inside. It's 3-2. And if you look to our left then, beyond left center field, you can see the construction of a new bridge. And that construction's been going on for a few years. And they're supposedly a little behind. The pitch is just off the outside corner for 4. And Trevor Hover is aboard to lead off the seventh inning. Rough Riders trailing 2-1. Their progress is around the same place that they were when the Rough Riders last came here. It was in August of last season. And they paused construction for a little while and started up again. It's supposed to be done in about 3 to 4 years. First pitch. Swinging a ground ball. Softly hit to second. Correa up with it. Flips onto second for 1. And no throw to first. Fielder's choice 4-6. Scott Capers hit that too softly to be turned into a double play. Runner at first, 1 out. Jax Biggers in the 9-hole steps in. 2-1, Rough Riders trail. Blair Henley went to Arlington Heights High School in Fort Worth and went to UT. Starting pitcher for the Longhorns. First pitch, swinging a ground ball foul right side. It's 0-1 on Biggers. His last season there as a junior in 2019. Went 6-4 with a 3.54 ERA over 13 starts. He was dominant, though, at the high school level for Arlington High School. For the Yellow Jackets, he threw 3 consecutive no-hitters. He was drafted out of high school but did not sign. The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball right side. Second baseman Correa picks to his left, fields, and throws out Biggers. There are 2 away. Capers down to second. Runner at second base, 2 down. Top of the order, Aaron Zavala standing in. 2-1, Rough Riders down in the top of the seventh inning.
Right fielder number 5, Aaron Zavala.
He's drafted originally in the 22nd round in 2016 by the Yankees, but chose not to sign. Chose to go to Texas instead. Saw his draft stock really fly. First pitch to Zavala is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Was then drafted in the 7th round by the Astros in 2019. He's ready from the stretch. And he offers in. It's a pop-up left side. Drifting foul out of play. 0-2. Henley was formerly in the top prospects for the Astros at number 30. Just falling out. Guy who had really good promise, but injuries have just gotten the better of him. Most recently in the top 30 in 2020. He stretches in the 0-2. Time called right before that. Zavala back in from the left side. Pitch home. Down low. Misses for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Capers at second base, not the best of speed. Rough Riders trying to push across their first run since the first inning. Henley comes home. Low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Luis Angel Acuna on deck if we get that far. Henley pins the glove to his left hip. Looking in for the sign, the stretch. Look back towards second. 2-2. Rammed foul right side. Still two balls, two strikes. Really is a very pleasant night for baseball. It was 84 degrees at first pitch. It's since cooled down a little bit. The humidity kind of keeps it around that same temperature, though. It's 75 degrees. 86% humidity. A little bit of a sticky night. The 2-2. Changeup outside. We're full at three balls, two strikes. Expecting really good weather the rest of the way. High of the week at 94 degrees. That'll be on Friday. Great weather for the beginning of June down here. Time called again right before, and a pitch clock violation makes it ball four on Zavala. That's the first time all season we've seen a pitch clock violation decide an at-bat. So it's a pitch clock violation for a walk. Puts runners at first and second for Luis Angel Acuna. Here we are on June 6th, and that's the first time we've seen a plate appearance or an at-bat at the finality of it affected by a pitch clock violation. First toss to Acuna as a slider at the outside edge of the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders will certainly take it. They'll take the base runners. Henley ready. He delivers a line drive down the left field line into the corner, all the way to the wall. Capers scores. Zavala on his horse around third. He gets the wave home. The relay, not in time. Acuna to third. Now he rounds third and thinks about home, but he stops right there. A two-run double, and the Rough Riders have turned this baby upside down. They now lead 3-2. Acuna got out in front of it and ripped it down the left field line. With two outs, both runners were on the move immediately, and Zavala came in to score from first base. Acuna with a two-run double. Here's Thomas Sujacy. Stretching the pitch. Low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders had their eighth come-from-behind win of the season on Sunday. The 1-0. In the air down the right field line. Daniels racing over towards the line. Reaches out, and it's just out of his reach of foul ball. 1-1. A win today would be another come-from-behind victory. Frisco has not been able to hold a lead that they've had in 11 games this season. And they have eight come-from-behind wins. Trying to even that up. Acuna at third. The 1-1. Whip foul right side, and it's 1-2 on Sujacy. You do have to be aware of a ball in the dirt here. Acuna is not only very fast, but extremely aggressive. And if a ball just barely gets away from Stubbs, he could be on his way home. Henley Reddings. And the 1-2. Outside, 2-2. It's technically, I believe, a blown save for Henley because we're in the seventh inning. And there is action out in the bullpen for Corpus Christi. Time called. So JC out of the left-handed batter's box. Bullpen is in left center field for the Hooks. The 2-2. Low and outside. Three balls, two strikes. This is JC. Four-hole hitting Nick Tanelu on deck. Riders leading 3-2, top of the seventh inning. Stretch in the pitch. Ground ball foul off the end of the bat. First base sign, and it's still three balls and two strikes. So JC checks the barrel of his bat, places his left hand at the very base of the handle, steps in, taps the outside corner, couple check swings out towards the hill. Already a sac fly today. He's 0 for 2, though. And the 3-2. He swings and misses off the outside corner for strike three, but the Rough Riders get two runs to take the lead in the seventh inning. Two runs across on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base, Luis Angel Acuna with the big two-run double. Time to stretch in Corpus Christi. 3-2 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Leading off second baseman, 7, J.C. Correa.
Luis Angel Acuna with a two-run double in the top of the seventh inning, and the Rough Riders now lead 3-2. Danny Duffy takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders, facing J.C. Correa. On the left-hander's first pitch is fouled away by the right-handed batting second baseman. It's 0-1. Danny Duffy, the 11-year big leaguer, takes over on the mound for Frisco. Michael Brewer done in his two scoreless innings, allowing just one base runner on a single. Duffy kicks and delivers home. It's a line drive hit to short, and Acuna is right there to make the catch. Kind of a half-hearted dive slash fall over to his right, and he was able to make the catch shoe high. Duffy retires Correa, and C.J. Stubbs stands in. Danny Duffy making his second appearance with the Rough Riders. 2015 World Series champion. Ready from the stretch in the pitch. High and outside. One ball and no strikes. Duffy had a first appearance that he'd like to forget with Frisco. He walked the bases loaded and exited the game, just allowing the pitch home is just outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Just recording two outs. A 34-year-old out of Goleta, California. Former third overall selection back in 2007 by the Royals. The 2-0. Low. Three balls and no strikes. When Danny Duffy made his big league, or I should say made his double-A debut, it was back in 2010, a long time ago. He stretches in the 3-0, is on the outside corner, a strike 3-1. It actually was in the Texas League. It was in Northwest Arkansas. 2010 pitching with the Naturals. Then he pitched with them again in 2019. The offering is cut on and missed. 3-2. 3 years with Northwest Arkansas overall. 2010, 2013, and then just two appearances in 2019 while making a rehab. 3-2. Ground ball foul at the plate. Still 3-2. Really good big league career. A 20 career war for Danny Duffy. If you're into the more advanced analytics, if you're into the more counting stats, he had 68 career wins. The 3-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Duffy picks up the strikeout, his first of the evening. Two outs, top of the order for Drew Gilbert. Riders leading 3-2. Duffy, a 3.95 career ERA, over 1,000 innings, over 1,000 strikeouts. Wonderful career and trying to make it back up to the big leagues. The offering. Top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. The Rough Riders leading 3-2. Bottom of the seventh inning, only on two hits offensively. A one pitch. Breaking ball misses down, and it's 1-1. It's the rookie and the vet here, with the 34-year-old on the mound, and Drew Gilbert, who was a first-round pick last year at the plate. Gilbert just 22. The pitch. Swinging a high pop-up back behind home and foul. It's 1-2. And Danny Duffy made his Double-A debut. Drew Gilbert was just 10 years old. He stands back in from the left side. Duffy rips it home on the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and a ball that gets away behind Capers. He barehands, fires to first in time to get him to complete the strikeout. Great play by Capers, and Danny Duffy has 2 strikeouts in a 1-2-3 seventh inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top eight coming up. It's the Rough Riders 3, the Hooks 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888 Rhythm. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blair Hanley back out for another inning of work. Top of the eighth inning, Rough Riders now leading 3-2. Two-run double by Luis Angel Acuna, giving the Riders the lead in the seventh. Nick Tanelu starts it off for Frisco. Rough Riders still with only 2 hits despite their 3 runs. Henley back into his wind in the first offering. Slider on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. We check in on the Rangers taking on the Cardinals after their walk-off win last night in the opener of that series. The 0-1. Check swing. Tanelu did not go around on a pitch off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Nathaniel Lowe with the walk-off single last night in the ninth inning. The 1-1. Slider top of the zone, a strike, 1-2. Rangers leading 6-2 over the Cardinals. Marcus Semien with a two-run double to extend his hitting streak to 25 games now. Incredible season for Semien. The 1-2 is low, and it's two balls and two strikes. Rangers getting a start from Dane Dunning, who's allowed just two runs over his five innings so far. Adolis Garcia's 3-for-3 as well. The 2-2. Fly ball into left center field. Corona a couple steps back. He's under it into a drift, and he puts it away with two hands. One out for Dustin Harris. 3-2 Frisco, top of the eighth inning. Harris stands in the left-handed side of the batter's box, and the pitch in. High, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rangers with a win would go to 40-20 on the season. Incredible. The 1-0. Flick foul. Off the facing of the roof down the left side. Bounces right back to Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager and third base coach. And he asks who wants it. Flips it over the netting into the seats. 1-1 pitch. A line drive to right center field with some legs. Corona racing after it, and he tracks it down to make the catch. And the ball just not carrying at all tonight. Two outs for Kellen Strong. 3-2, Frisco leads it.
Center fielder number 4, Kellen Strong.
In other news in the big leagues, how about Luis Arraez? First pitch to Strom is high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Luis Arraez goes 2-for-4 today to increase his batting average on the season to .401. The 1-0. Down low and inside. And two balls and no strikes. The count now on Strom. No player has hit .400 in a long time. The 2-0 is a check swing ground ball. Foul right side. It's 2-1. 1941 Ted Williams, the last player to hit .400. And Luis Arraez is hitting .401 on June 6th. 2-1 pitch. Chopper foul back behind home. 2-2. Won the batting title last year, hitting .316 with Minnesota. And now a trade that's worked out pretty well for both teams. Pablo Lopez going to the Twins and Luis Arraez going to the Marlins. Luis Arraez having a great season. So is Pablo Lopez in Minnesota. The 2-2. Low and outside to Strong. Three balls, two strikes. Base is clear for the Rough Riders. Two outs leading 3-2 in the top of the eighth inning. Henley has his sign. He peels back in the payoff home. Low and outside, ball four. Kellen Strom aboard with a walk. Two out base runner for Frisco, and Trevor Hover stands it. Rough Riders with just those two hits on the offensive side. If this holds, keep in mind the Rough Riders have the lead. This would tie the season low for fewest hits in a game for the Rough Riders back on May the 3rd at Midland. Stretch in the first pitch to Hover. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. And so the Rough Riders have a chance to tie the season low for hits in a game in a win, nonetheless. Great job by the Rough Riders bullpen so far. 0-1 offering to Hover. Down low and inside, it's one ball and one strike. Jack Leiter got the start in this game. He went four innings, allowing both runs on just two hits with seven strikeouts and four walks. Michael Brewer then went two innings, and now Danny Duffy a scoreless inning. The pitch in. Swing and a miss. Hover waves on a pitch away, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders would obviously love more offense, either in this inning or the next, just to help out that bullpen and give them some more cushion. It looks like Alex Spies is loosening in the Frisco pen right now. It is Alex Spies. Throw goes over to first base, and Strom is back in. Well, we'll see him, not Duffy, for a second inning. Spies has been one of the best relievers all season for Frisco. 1-2 offering to Hopper. Inside, he hits him on the right knee. And Hover's aboard with a hit by pitch. The Rough Riders with back-to-back base runners without the aid of a hit with two outs in the eighth inning. And Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. He has one of the two Frisco hits tonight. A line drive single to right field off the end of the bat back in the fifth inning. Luis Angel Acuna's two-run double is the only other hit for Frisco. That came back in the seventh. So Hover hit by a pitch. And a quick mound visit for C.J. Stubbs, the catcher. 3-2. Frisco leads it, trying to add on here in the eighth inning. Strom has good speed at second base. Hover average speed at first. Stretch and Henley the pitch. Inside, he hit him on the hand, and it's back-to-back hit by pitches. Loads the bases for the Rough Riders. That one came inside and just clipped the top of the hand for Scott Capers. I believe it was the left hand. And Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate. He looks like he's no worse for wear. That was the same hand he caught the foul tip on. No, it was the opposite hand, a bigger pardon. The foul tip a couple weeks ago was on the top of the right hand. So bags full for the nine-hole hitting Jax Biggers for Frisco. Walk, hit by pitch, hit by pitch. Henley offers. Biggers watches down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. So even one more run here could completely change the complexion of this game. If Frisco were to score one and make it a two-run game, of course, makes it so you got to get a base runner on, a whole bloop in the blast kind of thing to tie the game. Bases loaded, Stretch, and the 1-0 pitch. Outside, 2-0. Miss with a fastball. Strom really the only one with speed at third base, though he doesn't matter with his speed. Coming to score either way on a base hit with there being two outs. The 2-0, bigger swings, lines it down the right side, it falls in, base hit. Strom in, Hover around third, he comes in to score, and Biggers scampers back into first base after a wide turn. It's a two-run single, and it's 5-2 Rough Riders. Talk about making the most of your hits. Two of the three Rough Riders hits have brought in two runs tonight. They come in the seventh and the eighth innings. It's 5-2 Rough Riders. Now, Kellen Strom and Trevor Hover come in to score. Capers goes to third. Jax Biggers, a two-run single. Here's Aaron Zavala. First pitch. Breaking ball catches the outer edge of strike. It's 0-1. Back to the top of the Rough Riders order. Zavala has walked three times today. 0-1. Henley offers in. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner. It's 0-2. Zavala calls time. So Frisco has had a two-run double and a two-run single as two of their three hits tonight. 5-2 Rough Riders, and this completely changes things. The offering in. Line down the left side, and it's fair. Down the line, kicks off the sidewall. Capers in to score. Biggers to third, stops there. Zavala's got a one-run double, and the Rough Riders lead 6-2. Oh, baby. Aaron Zavala slashing that the opposite way, just inside the chalk, and it's going to end the day for Blair Henley. How about it? Frisco putting it on him in the latter innings. Beg your pardon, this is not manager Joe Thon, it's pitching coach John Kovoliak. 6-2 Rough Riders. Runners in second and third and still two outs. And remember all this happening with two outs. Walk, hit by pitch, two-run single, RBI double, and here's the man who delivered the two-run double in the seventh, Luis Angel Acuna. First pitch, inside, nearly hit him. One ball, no strikes. Henley has no idea where it's going here in this inning. Acuna had that one buzz the tower, and he's smiling as he gets back in. The pitch, swinging a chopper to third, DiCenzo picks. And slings it across to get Acuna to retire the side. But damage done in a big, big way. Three runs in on two hits, no errors, and two left on. Riders now lead 6-2, and Alex Spies comes out of the pen next for the home half of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Alex Spies on the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the eighth inning, leading 6-2 in the first pitch on the way. Catches the top of the zone with a slider for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders with two runs in the seventh, three in the eighth to take the lead. And Spies ready from the stretch. He pitches a ground ball chopped to third. One high hop to Biggers. He's got it. Slings it across the diamond and gets him. One away. Spies, the third Rough Riders reliever tonight. He takes over for Danny Duffy, who threw a scoreless seventh.
First baseman, 36, Joey Loperfido.
Joey Loperfido in. Alex Spies, 25 years old. He's been brilliant this season. 0.93 ERA, 1-0 in 17 outings. He stretches and offers. Fastball high and outside, one ball, no strikes. Spies has struck out 33 in 19 and a third innings. Opponents are just hitting 145 against him. He delivers. Down low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Righties have had the hardest time with him, hitting just 111 on the season. Lefties have had slightly more success, though not much. 6-2 Frisco, one out, bottom eight. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him, and it's 2-1. Spies can light up the radar gun, reaching as high as 102 miles an hour. His butter pitch, though, is that slider. It is nasty. 2-1 offering. Fastball, rip and a miss. 2-2. The game not nearly as in peril as it would have been last inning. Rough Riders putting up those three runs really helped. Now a four-run lead. Spies, the 2-2. Swing, and a miss, struck him out. Got him with a cutter inside. Alex Spies picks up his first strikeout, and there are two away here in the eighth. There's a chance they might let Spies go the rest of the way here. Zach DiCenzo on his way. 6-2 Rough Riders. Bottom half of the eighth inning. First pitch. It's just outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Spee's ready from the stretch. He fires in, a swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's one and one. Beg your pardon, 0-2. Spee's ready from the stretch. He delivers. Outside. Count goes to 1-2. Two Frisco, two outs, bases clear. Spees delivers home. It's fouled off Capers' mask. Still one ball, two strikes. Infield back, outfield straight away. The Georgia native looks in. He's got his sign from the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive up the middle over the shortstop, Acuna to left center. DiCenzo has himself a single. He's reached all four times today. Two walks, two singles. Kennedy Corona in. Six runs on four hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. The Hooks, two runs on four hits. And no errors. Spees delivers in. It's a fastball at the top of the zone. A strike, 0-1. Frisco would love to take this opener. That would set things up very well for the rest of the series. The 0-1. High and inside. He hit him. Oh, that's got to hurt. Spees is the hardest thrower on the team. That was a fastball that got up and in on him. Corona skipping on his way back to the dugout to try and walk it off. And the athletic trainer, Takeaki Ando, is out to check on him. Make sure he's all right. Runners at first and second now and two down. Runners all good. Chad Stevens makes his way to the plate. He's 1-for-3 today, and Capers is going to go out and chat with Spees. If the Rough Riders take this opener, it would be 5-5 this season in series openers. Frisco is just 2-4-3 overall this season, win-loss tie in series. Very well played game up to tonight.
Shortstop number 6, Chad Stevens.
And Chad Stevens makes his way in. So a little piece of cloth got loose from something. Steven Rios Jr., the home plate umpire, had it. Has to go hand it off to the bat boy. We're ready for play. Stevens singled to right field back in the second inning. Spees delivers. Outside of the right-handed batter, and it's 1-0. This is good that it's a right-hander against Spees. This is what he does best, is retire righties. The 1-0. High and inside. And it's two balls, no strikes, over the head of the batter, Stevens. Six-two Frisco. Two aboard, two out in the eighth inning. The 2-0 pitch. Eyeing in, and it hit right off Rios. The umpire all the way back to the backstop, and Capers couldn't find it for a second, and now he locates it near the backstop. And Rios says he's all right. Spees says, my bad. Three balls, no strikes. Wild pitch. And And Spies is starting to lose the command a little bit here in the eighth inning. And now time called, and Ando, the athletic trainer, will go out and chat with Rios, make sure he's all right. He says, yeah, I hit off the mask. I think I'm good, but take a 100-mile-an-hour fastball to the face mask. That's no fun. It's not a way for Capers to make any friends either. Capers going immediately back from the mound to talk to Rios. Say, all right, that's my bad too. All right, runners at second and third. Bottom half of the eighth inning, 6-2 Frisco. Two down, 3-0 the count. Spies brings it in. Fastball, top of the zone, a strike. And it's 3-1. Colin Barber on deck. First base is open. Barber a left-handed batter, though. Spies the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Cutter off the outside corner. And it's now 3-2. He'll throw the cutter anywhere from 94 to 97 miles an hour. He stretches, and the payoff pitch on the way. Fastball, strike three called, top of the zone, and Alex Spies gets out of it here in the eighth inning. Two strikeouts, he strands two aboard, and the Rough Riders take a 6-2 advantage to the top of the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Sejacy starts the ninth for Frisco. And new right-hander on the mound as well for Corpus Christi. The first pitch is bounced foul left side. It's 0-1. No, it's still Blair Henley out there on the hill. Henley back out for his fourth inning of work. He winds in the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and a good offering low and away on a slider. It's 0-2. Henley allowed all five Rough Riders runs over the last two innings. See this time. And time again from the Astros over the last few years where they'll go a starter for five innings and then a guy who also starts and works long relief out of the bullpen who will go for four. And that's what they're doing with Scheidez and Henley here in the opening game. The 0-2. Low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. A piggyback to the extreme. Want essentially to go two starters. And that's what they're doing. Wind back in the 1-2. Breaking ball, pops skyward, right side. Zach Daniels charging in. The second baseman, Correa, going back. He makes the catch. One away in the ninth inning. Nick Tanelu stepping in. Riders leading 6-2, top of the ninth inning. A great way to start off this series. Nick Tanelu looking for his first hit in his return to his old ballpark. First pick. Tanelu chops it left side and foul. 0-1. Oh, Daniloo back in from the right side. The Rough Riders will turn to Owen White tomorrow for game two of this series, also at 6:35. White 1-3 this year, a 4.08 ERA. The pitch bends inside. It's one ball and one strike. The offering, inside again, and Daniloo takes a spill, trying to get out of the way of it. He dropped his bat and then tripped over his bat at the plate. 2-1. Nothing hurt but his ego, and he grabs his stick, stands back in. The offering is line foul left side. Two balls, two strikes. So Owen White on the mound against Colton Gordon, the left-hander on the other side. Gordon 2-3, a 3.61 ERA so far for the Hawks. Two-two pitch to Taniloo. He swings, lines it to second, over Correa into center field. And Nick Taniloo has a single in his routine in return to Corpus Christi, a formal home that he had here in AA when he came up through the Astros system.
Left fielder number two, Dustin Harris.
And Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. First pitch. Outside, one ball, no strikes. 6-2 Frisco. Six runs, five hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. The Hooks, two runs, four hits, no errors. Right-hander's pin. Harris swings, lines it through the right side, a base hit. Taniloo up to second, and he stops right there. Runners at first and second for Frisco on back-to-back singles, and here come the hits. Rough Riders only had one hit through their first six innings. They've had five hits in their last three. Starting to get to Blair Henley late in these innings. Hooks had somebody warming up before the inning, and they do now as well. Stretch in the first pitch to Strong. Takes low. One ball, no strikes. It's Jonathan Sprinkle loosening in the bullpen, the Overland Park, Kansas native for Corpus Christi. 1-0 toss. Fouled straight back. 1-1 on Strom, who walked and scored in the eighth inning. Other side, the Rough Riders have Nick Starr. Closer warming up. Oh, beg your pardon, it's Justin Slayton, not Nick Starr. One-one offering from Henley. Strike at the bottom of the zone. 1-2. Jack Leiter in his start today. Four innings with seven strikeouts. Henley, the 1-2. Down low and inside, two balls, two strikes. And Michael Brewer, then Danny Duffy, then Alex Spies, and it looks like it'll be Justin Slayton in the ninth inning. Frisco would love to get another run or two. The 2-2. Strom watches low and away. We're full. Three balls, two strikes. Just one out, runners at first and second. Payoff pitch to Strong. Low for ball four, and the bases are now loaded for Frisco. Taniloo to third, Harris to second, Strom at first base for Trevor Hover. Henley losing control a little bit. Rough Riders with a good opportunity to put this game out of reach in the top of the ninth. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Flips across the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Bases chock full of Rough Riders. 0-1. Hover watches inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders' win would put them to 23-28. And as we check on the scores, if San Antonio falls, the 1-1, it's down low and inside. It's two balls and one strike, which they currently trail Wichita in the sixth inning. That would put them just 3.5 games back. Still well within striking distance, but having to jump four teams to make the playoffs. 2-1. Inside corner, a strike. 2-2. Hover didn't like it. Emily ready in the 2-2. Hover swings, lines it down the right side, and foul. Not by much. Just to the right of the chalk. It's still two balls, two strikes. That would have scored two, if not three. Rough Riders have already scored two runs in the seventh and three in the eighth. Henley has his sign. He's ready from the stretch, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Two outs. Scott Capers stands in. It's the second strikeout for Henley in relief. Capers 1-for-3 today, and that's going to be it. Joe Thon, the manager, out of the dugout, and he's going to go into the bullpen. He'll get Jonathan Sprinkle. Henley Dunn with two outs in the ninth inning. We'll have a pitching change from Whataburger Field. We step aside and return after this with the Rough Riders leading 6-2, two outs, top of the ninth inning.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Jonathan Sprinkle out at the mound for the Corpus Christi Hooks. He's the third pitcher they've used tonight. Sprinkle to face Scott Capers. Bases loaded for Frisco and two outs. Sprinkle, the right-hander. He stretches and delivers home. Strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1 to Capers. Capers 1-for-3 with a single. He scored two runs tonight as well. Sprinkle from the stretch. And the 0-1. Swing and a drive down the left field line. If it's fair, it's long gone. It's foul. Man, he got out in front on that one and ripped it down the left field line. The Capers wanting that ball back. Thought he had it. 0-2 on Scotty. And time called, he steps out. Rough Riders, if they hang on today, it would be a come-from-behind victory. The 0-2. Check swing on a pitch low and away. One ball, two strikes. Bases loaded, trying to add on in this top of the ninth inning with two down. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Capers strikes out, and the side comes to a close. Bottom nine coming up. Riders a 6-2 lead on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton takes over on the mound for Frisco into the bottom half of the ninth inning. Rough Riders leading 6-2. Bottom third of the order, Colin Barber to lead things off. Justin Slayton, the fifth pitcher, fourth out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders tonight. A golden opportunity to take game one of the series. And Slayton's first pitch, Barber watches high. It's one ball and no strikes. Barber, a bases-loaded RBI walk in the second. He's 0-for-2 today. Slayton's pitch, low and outside with a fastball, and it's 2-0. Now, not a save situation for Justin Slayton, but an opportunity nonetheless to pitch in a somewhat tight situation here in the ninth. The offering is just high. And the count goes to 3-0. Rough Riders have had their fair share of command troubles today. The pitch. Strike at the top of the zone. It's 3-1. Starter Jack Leiter walked 4. In his 4 innings of work, Alex Spees hit a batter out of the bullpen. The 3-1. Swinging a fly ball out to left field. Harris going back. Just shy of the warning track. He makes the catch. One away, and J.C. Correa stands in. J.C. Correa, 0-for-3, pop out, line out, line out. Stretching the pitch. Strike, upper part of the zone, and it's 0-1. Slayton ready from the stretch. He kicks in the 0-1 pitch. Low, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders, if you're just joining us, scored one run in the first. Then the Hooks came back with a run in the second, a run in the third. They take a 2-1 lead, and that held for a while. 1-1 pitch. Slayton, curveball, ground ball, foul left side. One ball, two strikes now on Correa. Frisco then scored two runs in the top of the seventh and three runs in the top of the eighth inning to take their 6-2 lead. 1-2. Line drive back to the hill. Slayton knocks it down, grabs it, underhand flip to first is in time, and there are two outs. It looked like that Slayton was able to knock it down with the glove. He lost the glove then, shedded it, caught up to his feet, and was able to barehand the ball and run it over to first and underhand flip it. Scary initially, but Slayton's all right. And good thing. A good recovery from the big 6'4" righty. And two outs in the ninth inning and the final hope, 9-0 hitting C.J. Stubbs. He's 0-3 today, 6-2 Rough Riders. Slayton ready from the stretch of the pitch. Curveball just high, one ball, no strikes. Rough Riders looking to win back-to-back games. Won it over the Missions on Sunday in the finale, the 1-0. It foul back to the screen, and it's one ball and one strike. This will be the first time winning back-to-back games since May 26th and 27th in Arkansas. One-one pitch. In the air, out to shallow center field. Strom is there. The Riders' center fielder under it. He makes the catch, and the Rough Riders win. Frisco takes it 6-2 in the opener over Corpus Christi. A good win in the back end with the offense, and the bullpen was spectacular tonight. After Leiter left, the Frisco bullpen combines for five scoreless innings, just surrendering two hits. Great stuff from the Frisco bullpen tonight. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back. Riders win it 6-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
We believe become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Riders win it by a final score of 6-2 as we welcome you back into Whataburger Field. The Rough Riders, six runs on six hits and no errors. They left 11 on base. Hooks, two runs, four hits, no errors. They left seven on the base paths. The win to Michael Brewer, his first career Double-A win. He's now 1-1 on the season. And the loss to Blair Henley, he's 0-3 on the year. Final game time, 2 hours 45 minutes in front of 3,348 at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Rough Riders fell behind after an early run of their own. A sacrifice fly from Thomas Sujacy in the first, but Corpus came back with a run in the second inning on a bases-loaded walk and a run in the third on an RBI fielder's choice. That made it 2-1 Corpus, and that held until the seventh inning when the Rough Riders were just held to one hit at this point. And in the seventh, they finally got their second hit, and it was a big one. Luis Angel Acuna turning around a 1-0 deficit to make it a one-run lead with a two-run double. And then in the eighth inning, the Rough Riders got two more big hits. Two-run single for Jax Biggers and an RBI double from Aaron Zavala. That made it 6-2, and that's all she wrote because the Rough Riders' bullpen was great tonight. Michael Brewer, two shutout innings, then Danny Duffy, Alex Spies, and Justin Slayton, all with clean innings on the pitching side of things, and Frisco walks away victorious, winning by a final of 6-2. They improved to 23-28 on the year. Corpus Christi to 25-27 on the season. And we'll tell you more about what that means in terms of the Texas League first half standings when we come back. We take our first post-game show break and return with some scoreboard action after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Back on the post-game show, Rough Riders win it by a final score of 6-2 here in Corpus Christi. Happy you're with us as we take a look at the league scores and the scores around the Rangers affiliates as well. We start with a look at the Texas League. This is a very important look because the Rough Riders are in a very tough spot in the first half to try and make the playoffs. They are currently 4.5 games behind when the day started of the lead, and San Antonio was at the top. They are currently trailing Wichita 5-3. That's in the top of the eighth inning, and if that score holds, then the Rough Riders would be just 3.5 games back. And more good news, Midland lost, and so they are still one game back of San Antonio again if that Wichita-San Antonio score holds, which means the Rough Riders will be 3.5 back of a first-place spot. But the bad news in that scenario is that Amarillo wins, and so Amarillo is still ahead of the Rough Riders, so is Corpus Christi, but Frisco is now just 1.5 back of Corpus Christi, still half a game back of Amarillo, but just 3.5 back of San Antonio and 2.5 back of Midland. It's all very confusing. The tough thing is Rough Riders just need to keep on winning, and that's the most important thing, and they don't control their own destiny to this point because there are a lot of teams to jump, but with three more series left, you want to just keep on winning as much as possible in your pursuit to the postseason here in the first half. So that's one score for you. Let's get you the rest of the scoreboard here on the postgame show. Amarillo, they win Midland over Midland 8-4. The only other game currently going, Arkansas putting a whooping on Tulsa. It's 15-0. Arkansas out in front of the Tulsa Drillers in a very pivotal series for the first half championship in the North. Tulsa has the best record at 35-16. Arkansas right behind them at 32-19. But Arkansas looking to get the better of them in the opener of that series, 15-0. Springfield, they win it over Northwest Arkansas 6-1 as Northwest continues to be the worst team record-wise in the league at now 20-32 on the season. The Rough Riders will be taking on the Naturals next week when they head up to Springdale after this Corpus Christi series as part of a two-week road trip. As for the Texas Rangers affiliates, it's the beginning of the ACL season, the American Complex League, and the DSL season, the Dominican Summer League. So a few more scores to get you on that front. The ACL Rangers currently lead 1-0 in the middle of the sixth inning against the ACL Brewers, while the Dominican Summer League team is split up into two. You have DSL Rangers Red and DSL Rangers Blue. And DSL Rangers Red falls to the DSL Marlins 9-7. And DSL Rangers Blue, they fall to the DSL Orioles Orange 4-3. It's all very confusing. In the top of the seventh inning, Round Rock, the AAA affiliate of the Rough Riders, taking on the Salt Lake Bees. They're the AAA affiliate of the Angels. It's tied at 5-5 in that game. Blaine Krim, 2-for-2. He's currently at the plate in the top of the seventh inning. Every other game final, Low A Down East. They win in 10 innings on the road against Delmarva, the Orioles affiliate, 3-2, while Hickory takes down the Braves affiliate, Rome, 5-1. On the road as well. As for the big league club, the Texas Rangers in action against the Cardinals. And that game currently in the seventh inning, Rangers leading 6-4 over the Cards. Dane Dunning got the start in that game. And the big news, Marcus Semien extending his hitting streak to 25 games for the Rangers as they look to go 40-20 to start the season. Game two tomorrow between the Rough Riders and the Corpus Christi Hooks will feature Owen White on the mound for Frisco against Colton Gordon. Owen White, 1-3 with a 4.08 ERA, the number one pitching prospect in the Rangers organization. Colton Gordon, the left-hander, is 2-3 with a 3.61 earned run average. That game will be at 6:35. We'll be on the air at 6:20 with the pregame show, and we hope you join us for that game too. That's going to do it for us in the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made it possible for the broadcast, our very gracious hosts here in Corpus Christi tonight. For Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Frisco Rough Riders staff, for my broadcast partner, Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. 6-2, the final score. Rough Riders take the opener at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Game two tomorrow at 6:35. We'll talk to you at 6:20 for the pregame show. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!